Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutin, and we're speaking tonight to the Menteri Besar of Johor, Dato' Hasni Muhammad. Dato' Hasni, just before the break, you said that should Malaysians working in Singapore opt to return in phase two of the MCO, Johor will not be able to cope. Now, I'm wondering what options are on the table now if that is the case?
Right from the very beginning when MCO was introduced, the idea, as I said earlier, the idea of having the joint ministerial meeting is to have a consensus between both countries established. This joint committee is to facilitate the requirement that Malaysian need to continue working in Singapore to support the industries over there, as well as we should also allow the Malaysian to work because that is where they make their living. Now, having said that, on the basis of a mutual understanding or the cooperation that we have been establishing between Malaysia and Singapore, we should continue further. Should the whole Malaysian working in Singapore were to return back because of the decision made by the Singapore government, we hope that with the understanding the limitation in terms of quarantine centers, in terms of the all other operating procedures that has to be put in place, therefore, if we can have those returning, the numbers can be managed by both sides. Assuming, let's say, we have 50,000 Malaysians right now working in Singapore, instead of having everyone to come back at the same time, perhaps we can consider having them return in batches, maybe 2,000, 3,000 at every single entry.
Right. Are you getting help at this point in time? Are you getting help from the federal government in trying to implement this?
Of course, we are not. We are supposed to have a common understanding or a consensus between what Johor is able to accommodate, and Kuala Lumpur will also provide all the necessary assistance, and Singapore is also part of the committee, so everybody will be together in addressing these issues.
Dr. Hasni, you mentioned the question of livelihood just now. We also spoke to someone earlier who talked about the wages that Malaysians earn in Singapore, up to 2,500 Sing dollars, up to 5,000. When they come back and if this crisis is prolonged and the MCO is prolonged, the shortfall in their incomes is going to be staggering. How does the state of Johor deal with that fact?
We do accept the fact that the unemployment will definitely increase. We understand that the economy will very much slow down because Johor economic growth is also interrelated with Singapore economy. We also understand that a lot of businesses, economic activity in Johor Bahru itself is directly or indirectly involving Singapore as the investors. So with all this put together, the package for our stimulus to stimulate the economy will have to include all this. We'll have to consider Malaysian working in Singapore now no longer working in Singapore. Malaysian who earns 5,000 ringgit has lost immediately such a high income.
Right.
Well, coronavirus that appear is not something that anybody expected it to happen. So I believe that the state government, together with the federal government, will, to our level best, address this issue of employment, the issue of Malaysian working in Singapore who has lost their jobs, and also right from the big to the smallest petty traders will all be considered in our stimulus package that we are looking at right now.
Hasni, in the last minute that we have, do you foresee a time when things will return to normal, open borders, free flows, the hundreds of thousands of Malaysians going back and forth? Will that time return, do you think? And how are you preparing to enable that?
Well, we have to prepare for the worst. I suppose that the event that took place right now is showing sign that our COVID-19 is still on the rising trend, and so at the moment it would be best for us to focus on our MCO and perhaps our second phase of the MCO. It will show sign of success, and with that we will probably have we will probably have enough I would say time to plan ahead should the whole issue is resolved.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dato' Hasni. No, appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris with Sharad Kutin signing off for tonight. Stay home and stay safe. Good night, folks.